Good morning, brothers and sisters. It is good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Let us open our Bible in the book of Psalms. Psalms 96. Psalms 96, the greatness of the Lord. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name, shew forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among the people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give glory to the Lord. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the woods rejoice. Before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let us pray. Let us give thanks to the Lord, for he is our maker. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. We thank you, Lord, for bringing us in this place, O Lord God, to worship you, Lord, to worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your great love, for your faithfulness into our life, in the life of your people, in our family, and to this church. Lord, we thank you for providing our daily needs, for giving our food day by day, Lord. Thank you that you strengthen our faith every day. Lord, we thank you for the trials and circumstances that we are experiencing. Thank you, Lord, that through these trials, you mold us in the way you want us to be, O Lord. Yes, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. We adore your name. Yes, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the answered prayers, Lord. Lord, help us to do what you desire of us, Lord. Help us, Lord God, what you desire of us to do, O Lord God, and to achieve to your purpose in us, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let us confess and renounce our sins, our mistake, our wrongdoings, our wrong decision, and ask God's forgiveness. The Lord God said in his word, if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us. Yes, Lord God, we humble ourselves unto you, Lord. We pray, Lord, forgive our sins. Forgive us, Lord, for our mistakes, our wrong decisions, Lord. Forgive us, cleanse us, O Lord God, and purify us, O Lord, from all unrighteousness, Lord God. We commit ourselves, Lord Jesus, to do your will, to do what you want us to do, O Lord. Lord, we pray, Lord, let your Holy Spirit be our guide in our daily life, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you died on the cross for us. For us to be forgiven, Lord God, to our sins and have eternal life to the full. Let us now ask God our personal request and petition. Yes, Lord. The Lord God said in his word, do not be anxious about anything, But in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. Yes, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your promises. We thank you, Lord, and we believe in your promises, Lord, and your word. Your word is our lamp and our light, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord, that we can ask unto you our request, Lord God, our petition, Lord. I pray, O Lord, whatever request and petition of my brothers, Lord, grant it, Lord God, if it's your will, Lord. Yes, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us pray for our family, husband, wife, children, parents, and sibling. Lord, we thank you for our family, Lord God. We lift them up unto you, Lord. We pray for your protection be upon them. And we pray, Lord, bless every member of the family, Lord God. We pray, Lord, every family in this church will be shine and be light and salt in this place, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the husband, Lord, your protection be upon them. Fill them with your Holy Spirit and give them perseverance and discerning spirit that in their daily decisions, Lord, your name be glorified and lifted up. Help the husband, Lord, to lead their family and train them in righteousness and to fear you, O Lord Jesus. We pray for the wife, Lord, to be submissive to your word and to their husband. Protect and bless the wife, Lord. Give them perseverance in training their children to fear you, Lord. We pray for the children, Lord, to be submissive and obedient to their parents. Give them a humble heart. Protect them, Lord, from any lies of the devil in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray and we lift up to you, Lord Jesus, our brothers and sisters. May you protect them, O Lord God. Fill them with your Holy Spirit so that they will stand in your word and live in your word, Lord. Bless them and provide their daily needs, Lord. Lord, we pray also for the single parents, Lord, to protect and bless them. Give them wisdom, Lord, to train and discipline their children, Lord. Help them, Lord, in their daily needs. Provide their needs, O Lord God. Hallelujah. Yes, Father, we pray for our parents, Lord. Help them and protect them. Guide them, Lord, and use them to accomplish your will, Lord Jesus. Let us pray for our job and the place where we are working. Lord, we thank you for our job that you provided. It is a blessing to us and to our family. Lord, we thank you for your protection to us and to our job and to the place where we work. Protect us, Lord. Lord, we pray, Lord, bless our employer in our company. Lord, everything in your hand, Lord God, prosper. Bless my brothers and sisters, Lord. Help them to give what is due to you, to give their tithes and offerings and first fruits. Lord, we pray, bless and help my brothers and sisters to receive their salary on time, to be a good example in their workplaces, in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for our brothers and sisters in need. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for my brothers and sisters who's in need. We lift them up to you. Lord, into your hands, O Lord God. Provide their daily needs, Lord. Heal them, Lord, if they are sick, Lord God. Touch that sickness, O Lord God. If they don't have job, Lord, give them job, O Lord God. If they are jobless, Lord, give them job. Lord, we pray, do wonders and miracles in their lives. And deliver them from any harm, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for our neighbors, relative, friends, colleagues, to be saved. Lord, we thank you that you love us and cared for us and gave our Lord Jesus in order for us to be saved and have eternal life. Lord, we lift up unto you our neighbors, our friends, our relatives, our colleagues, Lord God, who are lost. We pray, Lord, stretch out your hand and do miracles in their lives, that they will open their heart, Lord, and allow you to enter in their hearts and life, Lord. Use us, Lord. Use our life to share your word to them. Lord, we pray, give them a humble heart, Lord, and listen to your word. We pray, Lord, speak to them. Let your Holy Spirit be work in their lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries, in Oman, in Kuwait, in Iraq, in Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, Malawi. Let us pray for favor from God that we will be provided for logistic needs, offices and documents needed. Lord Jesus, we lift up unto you, Lord, these places. We pray, Lord, for your protection. We pray, give us favor, Lord. Give us whatever logistic need, office documentation, papers needed. We pray you will provide for us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We commit ourselves, Lord God, to be a good citizens, to preach your word, Lord. Lord, we pray for those in authority to know you, Lord. Reveal yourself to them, O Lord God, through vision and dreams, Lord. Lord, stretch out your hands, O Lord God, and do wonders and miracles, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for the church to grow, Lord. Bless your church, O Lord Jesus. Lord, we pray for more evangelism and more people will be saved. Lord, we pray for more Bible studies to be opened and planted, Lord. We pray, Lord Jesus, help us, Lord, to fulfill the vision of the church to multiply. Lord, we pray for more workers to be added to us, Lord. Help us, O Lord, and bless your church, Lord. Lord, we pray whatever gift and talents we need them, you will provide, O Lord God. Bless your church and your people, O Lord. We pray, Lord, for our worship today. Anoint the songs. Anoint the giving. Anoint the prayers. Anoint the message. We pray, Lord, for the recordings to use it mightily to reach the people and the rest of the congregation. Yes, Lord, let your Holy Spirit work in the midst of us, O Lord God, and in us, O Lord. Yes, O Lord God, and this is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let us all stand. Let us sing praises to the Lord. Let us use our hands together in praising the Lord. Thank you.
Jesus, as we come to you and as we have gathered this place again, O Lord, let it be, O Lord, that you will consider us always as your sheep, O Lord, following, always following your leading. Thank you, O God, O Lord, let it be, O Lord, that your name will be continually be lifted up in our midst, in our lives, in our families, O Lord God, and above all, O Lord God, in your church. Thank you once more, O Lord God. You are awesome in this place, O Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we lift up your name for all what you have done in our lives and things that you are still going to do, Lord. We lift up and magnify your name. You alone deserve all the honor, praises, and glory. Hallelujah. For all you've done, Lord, we give you thanks.
Again, I'll stand and test me by.
Let us collect our tithes and offerings and first fruits. Open your Bible in Malachi chapter 3 verses 10 to 12. Malachi chapter 3 verses 10 to 12. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts. If I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Let us pray. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for these tithes and offerings and first fruits of my brothers and sisters. Lord, bless these tithes and offerings of my brothers and sisters, Lord. Lord, we pray, Lord, bless my brothers and sisters. Open the floodgates of heavens and pour out so much blessings that there's no enough room to receive it, Lord Jesus. And we rebuke the devourer and pestilence in the life of my brothers and sisters, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Lord, use these tithes and offerings and first fruits to reach the lost, and use it for the glory of your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let us continue our service to God, worship to the Lord. I'm reading from the message of our overseer, Dr. Ramis. The title is God's Calling Requirements, Part 11, to be a disciple and not a mere Christian. Let us pray. Yes, O Lord God, we praise you, we magnify you, we adore your name, Jesus. O God, O God, ask your Holy Spirit, Lord, to guide us, O God. We pray for this message of yours, O Lord, that you enable, O God, to reach the lost, O God. And we pray, O God, that you anoint me, Lord, to read this message of yours, O God, clearly, for the people will know how to obey, O God, how to be a good disciple of yours, O God. This all we ask, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Christian is the idiom we use most frequently for the followers of Christ. But the term Christians means in the scripture only three times and as the following. Number one, in Acts chapter 11, verse 26 in King James Version. Acts chapter 11, verse 26. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch, and it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. The disciples, after a period of 1 year of teaching and after their living being changed and transformed and being different from other people around them, they were called by the society Christians. The term Christian or Christians was not used by the disciples to call their fellow disciples, but was used by non-believers to call the followers of Christ. At this time, the term Christian or Christian used by the church to call those who believe or are linked with Christ with one way or another. Like they are going to church, or those who pray before eating, or in link to faith and religion. But the truth is this. If these people are not disciples of Christ, they should not be called Christians. New Testament believers never call themselves Christians. The term used most commonly for the followers of Christ was disciple or disciples. It